Chapter 17, Meditation, a Technique for All Seasons. This chapter introduces the principles of meditation, describes its risks and benefits, and outlines a practice technique. Here you will learn how to replace negative thought with positive thought, and positive thought with stillness. When you add stillness to your program, problems are contained, reduced, and eliminated. You become a more skillful pain manager. Your healing qualities grow. You feel better, become a better person, and experience higher states of consciousness. In our culture, we are encouraged to surround ourselves continuously with stimulating activities. Between work, relationships, recreation, sports, the arts, radio, television, the internet, magazines, newspapers, and so forth, we have plenty to keep us busy. Most of us have become activity junkies, staying in motion the entire day. In response to the barrage of continuous happenings in the outside world, the mind becomes restless and hyperactive, getting no rest except in sleep. We crave peace of mind, but we have distracted ourselves from the tranquility that is only found in the stillness and silence at the core of our beings. Meditation, an ancient technique currently undergoing a revival in popularity, brings such inner peace. During meditation, the body and mind slow progressively, eventually reaching absolute stillness. Right now, there is a place inside of us that is absolutely still and quiet, but our mental restlessness bars us from entering. The hyperactive mind keeps us from even knowing that it is there. Meditation is the solution to this problem. When you learn how to meditate, you will be able to slow the mind down, replace negative thought with positive thought, and eventually get into the room of stillness. The experience of peace in the room of stillness surpasses understanding. There you will find beauty, joy, compassion, light, energy, power, elation, and ecstasy. Before introducing the meditation technique, it will be helpful to review how the mind works when it is in alignment and doing its job correctly, and what happens when it becomes misaligned and turns into a liability. Mental health, the mind in alignment. The mind does its best work when it is positive, calm, focused, strong, and resilient. In this position, it is our best friend. It helps us create, shape meaning, solve problems, accomplish goals, manage pain, and heal. It remains peaceful and poised no matter what the world and body throw at it. It is ready for anything. This is the definition of good mental health. Unfortunately, the mind doesn't always work this well. When presented with stressful problems, the mind goes out of control. Instead of helping us manage our problems, it adds untold suffering. Instead of acting as our best friend, it becomes our worst enemy. What happens? Mental distress, the mind out of alignment. All kinds of events impinge on the screen of the mind, events from our inner being, from our bodies, and from the outer world. Some of these events are painful and frightening, harsh, or even brutal. They can be difficult to manage. In response to this barrage of events, the mind becomes restless and hyperactive, and aside from sleep, gets no rest. The mind is highly sensitive and reactive. When stressed, it takes off into a great variety of negative states spontaneously and automatically against our will. Sometimes these negative patterns are quiet, subtle, and difficult to detect. At other times, they create their own bad weather, tornadoes, hurricanes, cyclones, and a variety of noisy storms, all for nothing. The mind creates untold and unnecessary fear, insecurity, worry, and doubt. It knots us up like a pretzel, makes us feel terrible, and keeps us from effective action. Like a robber, it steals our peace and replaces it with profound and unnecessary torment and suffering. Meditation offers a solution to the dilemma of mental restlessness. It brings us to the room of stillness where healing qualities such as love, peace, compassion, courage, and strength slowly grow. The mind returns to its position of peace and poise. Deep healing in the room of stillness. There is a place inside that is absolutely still, silent, spacious, and serene. Here we feel safe and protected. This is called the room of stillness. In this room, the most profound healing takes place. In the room of stillness, we reach the deep healing power of the spiritual qualities which slowly and subtly overpower our ego and our problems. In the stillness of deep meditation, love burns up hate. Kindness dissolves cruelty. Courage defeats fear. And hope replaces despair. When we come out of meditation, the priceless gems of love, kindness, courage, and hope permeate our thoughts, feelings, and actions. With renewed strength and courage, we are in a better position to manage the harsh realities of life and can help others do the same. Stillness provides the opportunity for deepest healing. There are 5 stages of meditation, each with a greater degree of stillness. The progression from one stage to the next is dependent on meditating longer and deeper. Although these stages are progressive, they are not mutually exclusive. There is overlap. They are separated here for descriptive purposes only. The stages are Stage 1, meditation for the body, the relaxation response. Stage 2, meditation for the mind, a positive, calm, focused, strong, and resilient mind. Stage 3, meditation for the soul, no mind, a shift in identity to the soul, and an expansion of healing qualities. Here you will find the room of stillness. Stage 4, meditation on the higher power. Here, you will find communion, guidance, protection, intuition, prayer, and further expansion of healing qualities. Stage 5, infinity. There is a dramatic transformation of consciousness, sometimes referred to as liberation or enlightenment. Here, you will find the full blossom of healing qualities. As you move through these stages, there is a natural progression from negative thought to positive thought to stillness to higher states of consciousness. As you move through these stages, there's a natural progression from negative to positive thought, from positive thought to stillness, and from stillness to higher states of consciousness. Stage 1, meditation for the body, the relaxation response. The non-meditating mind is restless and hyperactive. This is the active state from which we all start. The first step up from this level is meditation for the body. When we focus on a single point, such as a word, phrase, or breath, our thought processes slow down. The heart, lungs, muscles, and brain, and every other organ, tissue, and cell in the body relax. The heart rate, respiratory rate, and blood pressure decrease, as does the rate at which the body burns energy. This profound effect is called the relaxation response, the easiest level of meditation. It can occur in a few minutes. The relaxation response is good for health and healing. The trillions of cells in the body get a chance to regenerate, repair, and resist disease. Meditation helps us manage chronic pain, insomnia, high blood pressure, and any condition caused or worsened by stress. For some, these health benefits are reason enough to meditate. For others, there are additional motivations, such as strengthening the mind with positive thoughts and deeper peace. Stage 2, meditation for the mind. A positive, calm, focused, strong, and resilient mind. In the first stage of meditation, there is no attempt to restructure thinking. There is simply a slowing down of the mind. But in stage 2, the goal is to slow the mind down further and replace negative with positive thoughts by using the technique of affirmations. Affirmations are particularly effective during and right after meditation. The mind is more receptive at this time. Meditation helps clear the soil of our consciousness of hyperactivity so we can plant new ideas and suggestions. When we restructure negative or distorted patterns of thought with affirmations, we reframe problems in a realistic, positive way. You might review the lesson on affirmations and practice this technique during meditation. The combination of meditation and affirmations results in a strong, positive, calm mind. When the mind is peaceful and positive, it is better able to create success in relationships and activities, deal with painful problems in the school of life, and foster our enjoyment of life. For some, the achievement of a positive, strong, calm mind is sufficient motivation to meditate. Others may be interested in the next phase of meditation, discovery of the soul. With longer and deeper meditation, it is possible to bring the mind to a position of complete stillness. This leads to the discovery of the soul and further expansion of spiritual qualities. Stage 3, meditation for the soul, no mind, stillness. The goal in stage 1 is to slow the mind down and relax the body. The goal in stage 2 is to further slow the mind and replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts. The goal in stage 3 is to proceed with slowing the mind down to complete stillness. We transition from negative to positive thought and from positive thought to stillness. Stopping the internal dialogue is referred to in Buddhism as no mind or empty mind. To bring the mind to complete stillness requires longer and deeper practice. The path of progressively greater degrees of stillness in meditation leads ultimately to the soul. The soul is always completely still, no matter what tempest is happening outside. The soul, also known as the witness, is our true identity and the home of all of the spiritual qualities. We can find the soul, the place of perfect peace, inside through meditation, whether we are in a personal or impersonal relationship with our higher power. To find the soul in the stillness of meditation is a valuable skill. It not only brings deep peace no matter the external condition, but also reveals our true identity. It is in this stillness that we see our consciousness not completely identified with our body, mind, ego, and the external drama of life. We can see that we are the soul, that we are warm, compassionate, loving, courageous, and strong. It is difficult to get to this state of consciousness. It takes years of daily practice. On the way to progressively greater degrees of stillness, the mind continues to churn with all kinds of useless thoughts related to our concerns and insecurities. These thoughts come like waves, one after another. We're unable to stop them. However, we can counter them with our mantra, breath, prayer, affirmations, and visualizations. We can replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts. In addition, we can watch the thoughts come and go from the witness, the place of stillness inside. To reach the soul, we need to stop identifying with our thoughts as though they were the ultimate judges of reality. We must reduce the power of our thoughts so that we can give control of our consciousness back to the soul. We can do this in meditation by watching our train of thoughts without getting aboard the train. The mind will go on indefinitely, even after we start meditating. However, rather than being swept along with the movement on the train of thought, we can simply watch it go by, noting that thoughts are merely thoughts. They are not the whole of reality. They are not who we are. They are not in control of our lives. In this way, we can reduce their importance, their charge, and their ruling power. As meditation proceeds and the mind quiets, we have a chance to step back from the drama of life and view the story as if it were a movie or a play. We are still actors, but now, rather than identify with the characters we play, we become the observer or witness. This detachment gives us a chance to relax in the face of our troubles. We gain perspective and objectivity as we begin to see that we are not our thoughts, ego, problems, or role in the drama. As we step out of the movie mind and approach the soul, we realize that our ego and problems must be dealt with, but they are not who we are. We are the soul, a composite of the most wonderful qualities. If we practice with diligence and discipline, if we persist and refuse to quit, if we give it our best over days, weeks, months, and years, slowly but surely the mind calms and is replaced by stillness. There are progressively greater degrees of quiet, resulting in a state of absolute stillness. When we enter and delve into this domain of stillness, we arrive at a state where we want to be all the time. Here we find the peace that surpasses understanding, a love that is pure and perfect and unconditional, and a joy so intense that we call it ecstasy. This is a place of no pain and no problems, where nothing can harm us and nothing can touch us. This is the soul. Following is a quote from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 23 to 24, page 221 through 223, Paramahansa Yogananda. No weapon can pierce the soul. No fire can burn it. No water can moisten it, nor can any wind wither it. The soul is uncleavable. It cannot be burnt or wetted or dried. The soul is immutable, all permeating, ever calm, and immovable, eternally the same. End of quote. When we stop the waves of activity from the world, body, senses, and mind, and sit in the stillness and spaciousness of deep meditation, we absorb strength, courage, compassion, and wisdom. We become who we really are, compassionate, loving, serviceful human beings, capable of managing any problem or pain in the school of life. We enjoy the show in the theater of life. We are ready for anything, including meditation at the next level, communion with our higher power. Stage 4, meditation with our higher power, receptivity and attunement. There is an omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent power that is in us, surrounds us, and extends outward and endlessly in every direction. By making contact with this power in meditation, we can get help for others, the world, and ourselves. We can get guidance, healing, advancement in the development of any spiritual quality, and help with any pain or problem. Meditation is an ideal time for communion with our higher power because stillness promotes receptivity and attunement. For those who have a personal relationship with their God, this is a good time to pray, talk, share, listen, and feel. When the mind and body are still, we can send and receive with more clarity than when the mind is restless. Stage 5, infinity. Deep, vast, still, and changeless. This stage is reserved for highly evolved souls, saints, sages, gurus, and masters. After many years of deep and long meditation, prayer, and service to humanity, there can be a dramatic transformation in consciousness, sometimes referred to as liberation or enlightenment. This experience is like entering an infinite ocean of spirit. Think of life as an ocean. On the surface of the ocean are waves. At times the surface is calm. Other times the waves are variously choppy, turbulent, stormy, or dangerous. Beneath the surface, the ocean is deep, vast, still, ubiquitous, and immutable. Consider the deep part of the ocean as a vast repository of healing qualities and higher states of consciousness. Now think of the waves as change in life and the underlying ocean as that part of life that is changeless. In ordinary consciousness, we bob about on the surface of the ocean, riding the waves of change. Our awareness remains tethered to the changing waves at the surface by our restless mind, volatile emotions, excessive material desires, the problems of the body, hyperactivity, and egotism. This is a step 5, tools become barriers. When we reach absolute stillness and relinquish our mind, our consciousness can slip beneath the changing surface waves of the ocean and merge into the depths of the vast changeless one below. This results in a magnificent shift in consciousness. Unity, infinity, and eternity replace limitation, division, and impermanence. In advanced yoga meditation, this is called samadhi. Here, there is absolute safety and protection from the problems of the body and the problems of the world. Entry tickets to this realm of superconsciousness are reserved for those who have achieved an egoless state of highly developed spiritual qualities. In this stage, the advanced meditator bathes in an infinite ocean of peace, joy, love, power, wisdom, and other soul qualities. Some advanced meditators get to travel. The vehicle for travel in this neighborhood is fearlessness. The fuel is love. The destination is other worlds. Those who enter the greater world of spirit return to the surface world of duality to share with us what they have found, not with words so much as through gentle acts of humble service. They are able to manifest and express their soul qualities under all conditions. With calm and strong minds, powerful love, durable faith and courage, they are ready for anything. The love of such an advanced soul is palpable and tangible. If we are receptive, we can receive and feel their loving power through attunement. Many students try to spend too much time with such masters in order to receive their power, but the true spiritual adept will direct the student to practices that will allow them to gain these spiritual qualities for themselves. Meditation is one such method, a power tool of the ages, and of great importance to our work in cultivating peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom. Risks. Now that you have received the benefits of meditation and before you begin your practice, please review the following statement about risks. Meditation is not without risk. Some people become frightened rather than relaxed. Old wounds can be stirred up. You might experience a flood of emotional or mental anguish. Some find meditation useful in working through such periods of agitation or crisis. Others cannot meditate when in crisis, but can meditate later when they feel better. And some should not meditate under any conditions. If your meditation causes a frightening increase in inner turmoil or symptoms, stop temporarily and consult with an expert in mental health and meditation. Presented below is one of many approaches to meditation. You can explore this or other methods until you find what works best for you. It may be of great value to have a teacher of meditation. The technique. There are 10 steps. Sacred space. Position. Release all concerns. The breath. Prayer or affirmation, mantra, concentration, stillness, prayer, closure, and reentry. 1. Sacred space. Go to a quiet place in your home. Try to return to the same place each time. This is your sacred space. You might want to build an altar. Turn off the phone and all other distractions so you can remain undisturbed for the duration of your meditation. 2. Posture. Sit on a chair with your back straight and make yourself as comfortable as possible. You may prefer to sit on a cushion on the floor with legs crossed or in the lotus position. Close your eyes and lift your gaze to the point just above and between your eyebrows. Try to keep your attention fixed on this point throughout the meditation. This is known as the third or spiritual eye. If you notice your attention has shifted to a lower level, gently bring it back up. There should be no strain of the eyes when you do this. Relax your body and all of your muscles. During the meditation, keep your body as still and relaxed as possible for as long as you can. 3. Release all concerns. Relax your mind, releasing all thoughts, concerns, and problems. Forget everything and everybody. Let go of the drama of life for the period of this meditation. Use your will to toss out the world and all of its problems, cares, and concerns. Relax and surrender to the stillness and peace that is always present within you. 4. The breath. Breathe slowly and naturally as you adopt a quiet, open, and receptive state. 5. Prayer or affirmation. Start your meditation with a prayer, affirmation, or visualization that relates to peace and compassion for yourself and all people. In this way, the heart progressively opens. 6. Mantra. Pick a word or a brief phrase that comes from your belief system. Repeat it silently. Words such as one, ocean, love, peace, harmony, our Father who art in heaven, shalom or om are some examples. You might try focusing on your breath without the repetition of a mantra. If you try this method, make your breathing slow, quiet, and regular. Your mantra or point of focus will protect you from the turmoil of the world and the restlessness of your mind. 7. Concentration. Try to maintain your concentration on the mantra. You will notice your mind wander off into its typical pattern of mental chatter. As soon as you notice that your mind has drifted off, bring it gently back to the mantra. This pattern of going back and forth between the mantra and the routine chatter of the mind is the natural process of meditation. Do not worry about how well you are doing. When thoughts return, gently return to the point of focus. Do not strain. The correct position is calm concentration without tension. Gradually, you will see that thinking slows and finally stops. 8. Stillness. The ever-increasing stillness bred of meditation brings the body and mind to a state of deep peace, rest, and relaxation. When you stop the superficial waves of thought and are immersed in stillness, relax and feel the peace. Don't think. In this state of opened, quiet receptivity and stillness, 3 things happen. Healing qualities grow. The ego shrinks. Problems burn up. 9. Prayer. Toward the end of your meditation, you can commune with your higher power, seeking guidance, protection, or healing for yourself and others. You can close your meditation with a prayer for all who need help, as well as for harmony and peace between all individuals, nations, races, and religions. 10. Closure and reentry. Do not stand immediately when you are finished. Continue to sit quietly, enjoying the peace that occurs from slowing down your mind. Then open your eyes and sit for another moment before rising. You are now prepared to give the benefits that you have gained from meditation to all who need your help. Your peace joy, love, and other healing qualities grow in meditation. You will be able to offer these to your loved ones and to all whom you meet. Meditate for 10 to 20 minutes in the morning and in the evening. If this is too long, meditate for even 1 minute at a time. You can gradually extend this as motivation and time allow. Some will meditate on a regular basis. Others will meditate whenever it feels right or fits into their schedule. Best results occur with regular, long, deep meditation. Advanced practice can be 1 to 2 hours twice a day. Longer meditations of 3 to 10 hours are reserved for special occasions or retreats. You can increase your time in meditation slowly according to your desires and needs. The amount of time spent in meditation can vary depending on your level of responsibility to family and work and on your desire to go inward. What to expect? There are 3 common experiences in meditation: work, pain, and higher consciousness. 1. Work. It felt like a lot of work and nothing special happened. 2. Pain. It was difficult and maybe even painful. The most common difficulties are restlessness, boredom, and frustration with a rebellious mind that will not quit thinking about everything. There may be physical or psychological discomfort. Many are afraid to look inward for fear of what they might discover. 3. Higher consciousness. We experience stillness, peace, beauty, joy, love, compassion, light, energy, power, elation, ecstasy. Often, however, these results are subtle. If we look for a big experience, we may miss the more refined changes in our vibration or consciousness. We want elation all of the time, but this is not possible. In order to get to the higher states, it is best to have no expectations, anticipating some of the meditations to be work, slightly difficult or painful, or nothing special. Results are slow, cumulative, and lifelong. Think of the results of a meditative practice as a lifelong process of ever-increasing relaxation of the body, peace of mind, and opening of the heart. Do not worry about your progress, expertise, or whether or not you had a good meditation. Just practice. In the beginning, you may not feel anything special. Although some may feel results immediately, for most it is likely to be difficult at first. Do not be discouraged. This is usual. Since the benefits emerge slowly, patience is helpful. As with all spiritual practices, effort is progress. If you are meditating, you are making progress. You will succeed if you let the process unfold on its own schedule, have no expectations, and make no demands. If you persist, it gets easier. In the beginning, you may not want to sit. Later, you will not want to get up. Regularity. The key to success in meditation is regularity. Mastery is achieved through practice as with any discipline or art. Think of playing the piano or any instrument. Without practice, there can be no progress. For best results, meditate in the morning and in the evening. Brief meditation. You can meditate for a few minutes any time of day. Once meditation is part of your daily routine, try meditating briefly wherever you may be. Tense the whole body for a few seconds and relax your muscles. This releases physical tension. Breathe slowly and deeply, and then focus on your mantra for just a few minutes. burning up problems in the stillness of meditation. Many have a habit of thinking about their problems during meditation. This is very seductive. We think we are doing good work by facing our issues and working on them. To a degree, this is true. It is a good idea to set aside some time to reflect and learn from our experiences. The descriptions of how to do this is in the lesson on transformation of emotion described in chapter 23. This is self-knowledge born of introspection, but this is not meditation. The purpose of meditation is stillness through concentration. Thinking about problems is one of the tricks the mind will play on you as it resists stillness by staying active. Your problems are important and require work and thought, but not in meditation. What is important during meditation is getting beneath the thought waves on the surface and into the stillness below for absorption of healing qualities. In order to do this, you have to free your mind of all thoughts, including those related to problem solving. Whenever you become aware that you are thinking, return to your mantra. It is through concentrating on your mantra that you can attain stillness. When you try to focus on your mantra and find your mind keeps going to a problem, ask yourself, is this problem solving or rumination? If it is problem solving, review chapter 23, Transformation of Emotion. When you decide it is rumination, keep going back to your mantra to get out of the negative habitual mental rut that has no function at this point. Now would be a good time to recall step 8 of the technique of meditation called stillness. This is the essence of meditation. Remember this. When you stop the superficial waves of thought and are immersed in stillness, relax, feel the peace, and don't think. It is in this state of open, quiet receptivity and stillness that spiritual qualities grow, the ego shrinks, and problems burn up. I'm going to repeat this. When you stop the superficial waves of thought and are immersed in stillness, relax, feel the peace, and don't think. It is in this state of open, quiet receptivity and stillness that spiritual qualities grow, the ego shrinks, and problems burn up. In the room of stillness, we reach the deep healing power of spiritual qualities. It is here in stillness that we slowly and subtly replace our problems with spiritual qualities. Spiritual qualities are healing powers. They have more power than our problems. In the stillness of deep meditation, love burns up hate. Kindness dissolves cruelty. Courage defeats fear. Hope replaces despair. When we come out of meditation, the priceless gems of love, kindness, courage, and hope radiate their light through our thoughts, speech, and actions. Bring deeper and longer meditation into your daily practice to speed up the evolution of your healing and recovery. The mind, every cell in the body, and the soul crave the serenity bred of deep meditation. Points to remember. Everything that happens to us passes through the mind. The mind is like a receiving station that gets messages from the outside world, our bodies, and our inner being. The mind cannot avoid the pictures coming at it from the outside world. It is as though there's a movie going on that won't quit. The mind is also subject to the messages of the body and the inner being. Messages that convey cold, heat, hunger, fatigue, pain, fear, anger, and sadness, to name just a few examples. Most of what is coming at us from both the outside and inside is beyond our control, but we can control how we respond mentally. We can reframe the pictures coming at us from the outside world in the direction of our choice. We can shape the meaning of the story of our experience towards recovery and healing. Those who persist in their practice of meditation experience ever-increasing peace of mind. There is a progressive ability to stay calm no matter what the world or body throws at us. The mind is peaceful and poised, ready for anything. Every painful problem has a mental component because it must pass through the mind. The mind can make the problem worse by following one of its negative habit patterns, or it can contain, reduce, and sometimes completely eliminate the problem. In meditation, we can restructure the mind's habitual negative responses into positive healing qualities. The mind has great negative and positive power. It can lock us up in our own body prison or liberate us into higher states of consciousness. You can remain a prisoner of your own mental restlessness, or you can use your mind to heal, manage your pain, and cultivate ever-increasing peace, joy, love, power, and wisdom. We gain access to a reservoir of untapped healing power by focusing the mind where we want it to be, rather than letting it have its way with us. Stillness is the key. Stillness expands healing qualities such as compassion, love, understanding, courage, strength, and patience. Then we can use these qualities to more skillfully manage our painful problems in the school of life. In meditation, in stillness, healing qualities such as patience, kindness, and compassion grow. We feel better. We become better people. We can more gracefully give love, compassion, and understanding when the mind is calm than when it is restless and hyperactive. In meditation, there's a natural progression from negative thought to positive thought to stillness to higher consciousness. You might want to reserve defining the nature of your higher power until you experience higher states of consciousness. Premature discussion or formulation might be an intellectual exercise without the benefit of experiential data. Positive thought is good, but the peace experienced in the room of stillness is even better. There is no thought. Only stillness, silence, spaciousness, and serenity. We can use people and activities to satisfy a part of the core drive on the horizontal axis. But the ultimate fulfillment is love and safety in the room of stillness. The room of stillness offers protection from all conditions of the world and of the body. This room is not just an idea. It is a place, an experience. This advanced state is difficult to achieve. It takes years of long and deep meditation. But with practice, you can get into the room of stillness, and at mastery, you can stay there. When we get comfortable with the contemplative practices of the great traditions, such as meditation, we learn to treasure our connection to the silence and stillness within. As we advance in healing, we balance our active outer life with an inner life of tranquility. The benefits of adding the dimension of stillness to our healing program are profound. Affirmations. In meditation, I still my wandering mind and eliminate all thoughts. In the stillness of meditation, I discover the deep permanent peace that has been with me all along. In meditation, soul qualities replace my ego. I become strong, calm, understanding, and patient. In the room of stillness, I feel absolute safety and protection. The deepest healing is in the room of stillness. In the room of stillness, I commune with my higher power. I speak to my God with devotion. The still, small, loving voice within shows me the way. Stillness, silence, spaciousness, serenity. Stillness, silence, spaciousness, serenity. Exercises. 1. Describe the 5 stages of meditation. 2. Practice progressive muscle relaxation before meditation. This relaxes the body and makes meditation easier. 3. Review and practice the meditation technique described in this chapter. 4. The key to success in meditation is regular practice, just as with playing a musical instrument. Without regularity, you will still be a beginner in 20 years. Occasional practice doesn't work. We need to practice in the morning and in the evening. Develop the habit of meditation for 10 to 20 minutes at the beginning and end of your day. If this is too long, start with 1 or 2 minutes and expand from there in small increments. The results are cumulative, slow but sure. The more you practice, the more you feel the effects. There may be phenomenal experiences at first, but meditation is not just joy. It is work. One of the keys to success in meditation is balancing concentration with relaxation. Bring your power of concentration to your mantra or breath and relax your body and mind at the same time. Intense concentration does not require strain. The correct position is calm concentration without tension. Never strain during your practice. When you strain, you lose the goal of meditation, which is peace. When you learn how to do this, you will become progressively more awake, alert, aware, and calm. 6. What is the difference between self-knowledge born of introspection and meditation? 7. Describe how meditation reduces problems, shrinks the ego, and expands healing qualities. 8. When stressed, your mind can be your best friend or your worst enemy. When you are having problems, notice if your mind stays positive and poised or if it goes into one of its negative habit patterns and adds to your trouble. Try meditation for a few months and see if this makes a difference. 9. There are 2 outcomes you can follow from your meditation practice. First, how far in or deep did you go in the meditation? Second, when you come out of meditation, How well are you able to manifest the quality you are cultivating? For example, even-mindedness under all conditions, or compassion for all of humanity. 10. Meditation reduces stress and anxiety. This fact alone is reason enough to meditate. What's more, our overall physical and mental health improves with meditation. Those who commit long-term to their meditative practices will discover stillness is the springboard to higher states of consciousness. You don't need a god or even a theory about the cosmos to explore this terrain. Just go there and see what happens. When you get into the room of stillness, stop, wait, be patient. Stay there as long as you can. Does the invisible door of stillness open? Did you experience expansion, ecstasy, light, or some other aspect? Later, you can develop your theory or concept based on what happens to you in stillness. For many, it is higher states of consciousness described throughout this work. What would it be for you? 11. Consider finding a meditation teacher and group. Group meditation reinforces individual effort and experience. In the next chapter, you will study prayer, the fifth and final method of the morning and evening programs.